All right, we're going to go ahead and call the meeting of the Gateway Public Infrastructure District for what is it, July 8th, 2024. We do have a quorum of the board. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So let's go around everybody who's participating. If you could give your name for the record. Brent, why don't we start with you?
Brent Moser.
Tim Tippett.
Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese.
Jennifer David, it's a standoff.
Jennifer Gallants at Snow Jensen and Reese.
David Hutchison from CLA.
Great. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it.
And I should say for the record, Michael, that Jennifer and I and the board are here present at the anchor location.
Very nice. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate that. We will excuse David from the meeting for other engagements. So we'll go to the consent items. We have the minutes from our last board meeting back on May 7th. Tim, Brent, have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yes.
Okay. Can we get a motion on that then?
So moved.
Second.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks, Brent. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? That's unanimous. All right, we're going to skip two because that will get covered in the quarterly financials. So, David, I'm going to turn the time over to you to go through.
Okay, let me share my screen. All right. So for Gateway at Sand Hollow Public Infrastructure District financial statements as of June 30th, 2024. These, just as a quick note before we get started into this, this is draft as we are still looking into a few more items on information for the escrow accounts and any application of funds from the escrow accounts to the capital outlays. So with the information that we had available to us from the auditors, we have balances in the asset accounts in capital projects of $289,694. And then in the escrow for Resort Drive, we have, excuse me, before the Resort Drive, we have the UMB City Performance Fund. There's $3,774,449. And in the escrow Resort Drive, the information available to us, there's 833,595 rounded. In the escrow Sand Hollow Road, we have $3,719,460.
Hey, David.
Yes.
Would you mind, could you expand that a little bit just so it'd be a little easier for us to see the numbers?
Is that work better there?
Yeah, that's a lot better. Thank you.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. And so going on to the escrow of a Bash Parkway, we have $1,771,440 rounded. The escrow for Gateway Park Boulevard is $1,534,087 rounded. And the escrow for Jellystone Road is $1,122,556 rounded.
By the way, whoever come up with Jellystone Road, that's genius.
I got a good laugh at that when I was reading it. So
yeah, I love it.
And escrow for Glamper's Way, it was $450,998 rounded. And UMB Interest Fund in the Debt Service Fund is $105,173 rounded. Moving on to the General Fund Statement of Revenues, Expenditures, and Changes in Fund Balances. We have budgeted $17,000 in accounting to our actual of $3,357 rounded. Auditing budgeted $8,200, and we've exceeded that budget $9,856 rounded. Insurance budgeted $4,400, and nothing has come through yet. And legal $22,000 budgeted with $6,988 of actuals, and then 420 miscellaneous to zero actuals. We have budgeted $52,020 of transfers from other funds, and up to this point, we've transferred $20,200.50 in. And moving on to the debt service fund, schedule of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. Budgeted $93,574 of property taxes, and that will be in later in the year. Interest income $1,000 to actual $2,454 or $55 rounded. For expenditures, $4,000 budgeted of paying agent fees, of which we have used all of that. Bond interest budgeted $140,288 and zero to this point. And transfers to so other financing sources, transfers to other fund is budgeted $52,020 and zero to this point. And transfers from other funds, we have $4,000, of which there was zero budgeted. And moving on to the capital projects fund, so the schedule of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. We have budgeted $50,000 of interest income, of which we have actual of $117,720 rounded. And expenditures, capital outlay budgeted $7,228,627. And we have actual so far of $3,241,812, subject to change for any activity in Q2 for those escrow activities. And then transfers to other funds of $24,201 rounded, zero budgeted. So with that, are there any questions you guys had specifically for me? And
so it looks like the net fund balance is $9 million more or less. Is that about what we got in the bank between the two accounts?
Between the two.
Okay. And we match. Amazing.
Amazing. That's always good.
Yeah, right.
Yes, definitely good to match there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like that. Okay. If there's no questions for David, hey Matt, how do you suggest we handle, since this is draft and they're still trying to figure out second quarter? Do we want the board still to accept the financials as given, as presented? What's your thought? Because I've been thinking about it as David's been going through it.
Yeah, I would say we just accept them as presented, subject to, you know, revisions or changes. And you know, we're obviously going to be coming back again, you know, for the next quarter. So
yeah,
if there's any substantive changes, we can always bring it back.
Okay. Okay, that's what I was thinking too. All right. Brent, Tim, if you don't have any questions, then if one of you'd like to make a motion based on what Matt just said, that would be perfect.
Make a motion.
Is this one of the action items?
Yeah, we'll move down.
Eat all of it. You can just say
based on what Matt just previously said.
Yeah.
Second.
Great. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That's unanimous. Any other discussion from you two?
I do have one thing, Brent. If I could get you, I'll send over in just a second the revised fourth quarter and then the annual report. We had to revise everything because DA Davidson, the bondholders, we were getting different places where we were coming up with assessed values and how much budgeted revenues were going to be. So some of the investors and bondholders were asking questions. So Matt and I have been in meeting after meeting after meeting with them and the bond councils and everything. So what we've decided to do is I went back, revised everything, and it was really at the request of the bondholders and the investors, so that we have one place now that we're going to go and get all of the information. It's off the State Tax Commission's website. We're going to put everything that's on there. That way, any investors or bondholders can go back to that website and look at those, and we're all on the same page. The problem we were getting is Matt has a special relationship with the clerk auditor in Washington County. I know the Salt Lake County auditor and assessors really well. Utah County works with this. They just don't have the same up-to-date information. So Matt and I were getting like the to-the-date 24s numbers when the tax commission was only showing 23s. So we were getting different numbers. And so, you know, the bondholders were looking, saying, whoa, what's up with these assessed values that we're getting from different places. So we had to go back, fix everything to appease the bondholders. So I'm going to send you the 23 Q4s report and then the 24 budget report. If you could just sign those, you guys are the last ones that I need to get that back to the bondholders. So look for that right after this meeting for me.
Will do.
Okay. Thanks. Matt, you have anything for him as counsel?
I'll just mention this on the record. I mentioned this to them already before the meeting, but we've been working towards a potential water right acquisition from Hurricane City through not PID 1, but potentially through PIDs 2 and 3. And the board will circulate to the board shortly a draft of a proposed interlocal agreement to address that. We've already proposed a revised governing document that would cover all three of the PIDs. Right now, each of the PIDs has its own governing document, but they're basically identical. And so we're going to replace that. We're going to get rid of the debt cap that the city had previously imposed. And the city's agreeing to do that so that PIDs can acquire these water rights. So anyway,
that's great.
That's in process. And like I said, I've got the agreement open in front of me. I'm just polishing it up and then I'll circulate it. So
aren't those water rights to be governed under a different PID?
So
all their own?
Well, the water rights will be owned by the city.
Right.
The city's just agreeing that any property in the PID boundaries, PIDs 1, 2, and 3, any property that wants that secondary water service is guaranteed to have a connection.
Okay.
So,
but the way that these, this bond, if you will, is being repaid is by impact fee credits.
Oh, right. Yep. And the, yep, that's right. And the city's okay. going to provide the impact fee credit to okay. offset it. That's okay. correct. Yeah.
All right. Perfect.
Yep. So that's all contained in this agreement. So with the governing document we've already proposed and this interlocal agreement, that should have all the pieces. And then the next step, if the city's agreeable to all of that, will be for the PID and for Western to sign a purchase agreement with the water rights.
Right.
I think to what Tim was saying, we had a meeting, and I'm not sure if you were on it with those guys in the city. It was about the mechanism on how we would do it, and it's probably not going to be through a mill levy, correct? It's going to be through
an assessment. I don't think I was in that meeting. It was probably Brennan.
It was Brennan and Wade.
Aaron Wade.
Are you talking about for the water rights?
Yeah, they talked about a possible different method of it's just what you just said. I'm being paid back by impact fee credits, not a mill levy.
There'll be no assessment there.
It will be an assessment.
And there will have to be something assessed.
Yeah.
Against properties?
There'll have to be either a property tax or an assessment.
Yeah.
But it will be offset by the impact credits.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So they were talking about a way to do it instead of affecting a mill levy.
Okay.
Mill rate.
Yeah, because we don't want to mess with PID 1.
Yeah, and the way that PID 1 would pay for it, well, the way PID 1 would be participate in this is they would actually get, every time they go in for a permit, which those are the closest ones, that impact fee, when they pay that, the city will pay that towards the...
Okay, so it offsets.
Yeah.
I think I got it.
We'll get there.
I don't know how to explain it.
We'll get there. But yeah, so there's a couple of things that need to fall into place, but if the city plays ball, it shouldn't be too difficult. So
will that assessment be spread across all three PIDs?
Yes. Okay. That's the way that they were talking about, so that all three PIDs would pay for it.
So it should be relatively minimal impact for a given property.
Yeah, the impact fee credit, or the impact fee that they would now pay. So they're going to get a reduced, by doing this, they're going to get reduced by Washington County by 50%.
Right.
And then they're going to have a smaller impact fee that they'll pay to Hurricane City. But that smaller impact fee that they're paying to Hurricane City
comes back to
is going to go, a portion of that's going to pay the PID back to whatever, to the assessment bond or however that works.
Right.
It's not being collected by... A mill,
and Brendan understands that. I'm sure.
He's the one.
He probably understands it better than anyone.
He brought it up.
Yeah. Well, I think this was actually done by Aaron.
Yeah.
Between the two of them, they were talking back and forth. You were on the meeting.
I was.
They were going back and forth, and who was else was on there? Ken Richards,
maybe.
Yeah, I wasn't on that call, but I've talked to Brendan about it
since then. They said on the call that they were going to review what they had talked about with you.
Yeah, and that's what I'm putting in this.
Yeah, thing. Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, we were on the call. So,
okay, that's all for me though.
You want
anytime you can get water, get it for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just don't want Western to get too many ideas about somebody else.
That's no kidding.
Yeah.
All right, if there's nothing else, we can adjourn. So can we get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks, Brent. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, we're adjourned. Hey, good to see you guys.
Good to be seen.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks, David.
Thanks. See ya.
Bye. So I do have one question.